was born. And this, Gadol b'Yisrael, Reb Zvi Kuzhinovsky Shlita, at the bris of his dear Choshev HaSan Eliyahu, and at the bris there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people, I believe, I was told. And at the bris, Reb Zvi said, the father, the proud father, the proud young father said, 88, Bliayin Hora. He said, the heavenly gates are now open, like never before. The heavenly gates are now open. It is time to daven for the captives. It's time to daven for the soldiers, for the chayalim. It's time to daven for Klal Yisrael. It's time to daven for Achenu Kol Beis Yisrael. And they said to him in there, in that bris, people will, those who were there will never, ever, ever forget the Tehillim that was said at that bris. It pierced all the way up to Sha'arei Shomayim, which was already open, and it pierced all the way through Ad HaKisei HaKovet. No coincidence, of course, that this happened just days before the Yom Tov of Purim. Before the time when things look so hester, things look so hidden. Reb Zvi never gave up. Did he honestly believe Al Pi Teva? As he reached his 60s and then his 70s and then his 80s, Bliayin Hora, did he honestly, honestly believe in his heart that he's still going to be Mekayim the Mitzvah to have a son? Let us say yes. For want of a definite answer of no, let us say yes. That he still had a munah that was going to happen, and the emunah continued until Baruch Hashem Bliayin Hora it happened. And exactly the same with Mordechai HaTzadik. Mordechai Yoda Eskol Asher Naso. Mordechai found out, Mordechai knew, Baruch HaKodesh, Chazal tell us, of course. Otherwise, no way could Mordechai have found out what was going on in the hidden recesses of the palace. Impossible. Mordechai found out exactly what was going to happen, the gzeira that was going on inside the palace. And he knew be'emunah shelema that the geula is going to happen. The gzeira of Haman, although al pi teva, it looks like there's a very, very, very strong chance. More than a strong chance that it's going to succeed. Everything was in plan. They had 11 months to plan it, and it seemed as if it was going to go get to fruition. And everything was geared up to it, and the Malbim has a tremendous mahalach in the whole story, not for now, but there were two different letters sent out. Ahasuerus was duped in the first one. He thought that because it only says in the first letter, it only says Yikoseg le'abdom, which could mean a multitude of things. Could quieten them down, make them lose their power. It was only in the second letter which said V'nishloach seforim l'hashmid l'harug u'l'abed es kol ha'yehudim. In the first letter, it doesn't even say Yehudim. It just says Vayikoru sofrei ha'melech, etc., etc., Nichtov Tabas B'Shem HaMelech, and it doesn't even, let's find the Pasuk L'Abdom, it doesn't even say anything about HaYehudim. It just says, Am, a nation. Oh, well, not for now, but Imam Yikosei L'Abdom, and these people, Yechnoi Am Echot. And then finally the Sforim was sent, and it said, Ula Abed is called HaYehudim. So the whole thing evolved that it looked like everything was going to come into place and the massacre was going to happen 11 months later on the 13th of Adar. Mordechai continued with his emunah shelema that this was not going to happen. First point of call was Esther. Esther was already in the palace. The fact that the king could even have a havamina even when he was blind drunk, which he was, but even if he had a half a minute to kill his wife Vashti, because of the fact that she wouldn't come to the king's party, was so against his nature, and it was so against everything he stood for. We just said in the first Perek of the Megillah that he made the party la'asoyz kimitzoyin ish for ish. That everybody's going to be accommodated. Everybody's going to have exactly what they want. Nobody's forced into anything. If you want this, have it. If you don't want it, don't have it. Nobody's forcing you. And all of a sudden, when it comes to his dear queen, and the whole melucha, the whole kingdom, the whole royalty only came because of her. He was an emet. He was admonished. And the whole malchus only came because she was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar. Her father was Belshazzar. And yet, he was prepared to go against la'asoyz kimitzoyin ish for ish when it came to his queen. And he's prepared to kill her. So fickle is this king. We'll come to that in a moment or two, Bezos Hashem. So here we have Esther in the palace, and Mordechai is amazed. How is it possible that Vashti should be killed because of not coming to the party, which was against his nature, against Lasso's Kirisoid Ishvish? And then of all people, Esther should become appointed as queen, and Esther should be the queen, which again was far, far from against Heaven, especially somebody who wouldn't reveal her people and her nation and her birthplace. Which king would accept such a person as his queen when he has a choice of thousands and thousands and thousands of others? When Mordechai sat back and saw all this, he realized already that we're dealing with a tremendous hashgacha pratis ad ma'od ma'od. And then came the point when Mordechai tells Esther to go into the king and to plead for Klal Yisrael. Esther turns round to Mordechai and says, Mordechai, the king has not called me in for the past 30 days. We've already seen how fickle this king is, anybody who disobeys him. We've already seen that he's killed his first queen. The whole royalty came from her, and he's already had her killed because she disobeyed him. I'm going to do the same thing now. And I'm going to go into his palace room, and I'm going to go and appear before him when everybody knows, kol ish v'ish, everybody knows that you can't just enter the king without permission. And I'm going to do that. Al pi teva, I do not have a chance. No chance at all. It seems a hopeless cause. I'm putting myself in death's way. And not only that, but everybody knows. It's not a hidden thing in the palace gates and the palace people. She said, everybody knows. Everybody knows. It's a known fact called Avdei HaMelech V'Am Medinois HaMelech. All the people Yoidim know. Asher kol ish v'isha asher yovoy al HaMelech elechotze apnimis asher lo yikorei achas dosoy lahomis. The king cannot afford al pi teva to keep me alive for one moment. He can't. Unless he stretches out his golden scepter. But maybe he doesn't want me. And the proof is, a whole month has passed by and he hasn't called me. He hasn't invited me, not even once. The chances are too strong. Too much against me. Mordechai gives an amazing statement to Esther. And Mordechai says, don't think that because you're the queen now, that you are going to be saved the whole gezeirah of Klal Yisrael. When eventually the king finds out that you are a member of Klal Yisrael, you are the last surviving one of the nation that he wanted to wipe out. Can you imagine? Can you imagine what he'll do to you? Can you imagine? The vengeance he'll wreak out to you. The anger. Bad enough you didn't tell him till now who your people were. Bad enough. And now, is he never going to find out that you're the last remaining Jewess? Too terrible for words. These words, which we read every year, twice a year, should ring home to us in our own lives. Mi yoideya im lo eis kozois. It's so easy sometimes to say no. And a person might have 10, 15, 20 good reasons why not to do something. But still, the underlining mi yoideya im lo eis kozois remains. I'm not the one to take on such a mission. I'm not the one to take on such a project. There's so many greater people, more influential people, people with more say, people with more punch. Mi yoideya im lo eis kozois. You've got this chance to do it. Everything is pointing in that direction. Grab it. Grab it and take it with two hands. It's still very easy for Esther to say the words which many of us say quite often, let me think about it. Let me think about it. We've got 11 months still, don't forget. It's not as if it's right away. This was in Nissan, Erev Pesach, and we've got till the next 13th of Adar. So, let me think about it. Mordechai says there's no time for let's think about it. At this moment in time, Klal Yisrael had arrived in an eis rotzeh. And that's why the first thing Esther said, even before saying the word, yes, I'll go, was Leich Kenoises Kol HaYehudim. Nothing can be done without a realization that Ein Oid Milvado. There's nothing besides the Rebbeinu Shalom. It might look as if it's a perfect, self-made, man-made thing. The queen's already in the palace. The queen is there. All she needs to do is go in. If you think about it very carefully, it's only Hashgacha Pratis. And it looked like, Chazal tell us, that Ahasuerus had no wish to stretch out his golden scepter. He wasn't ready to do it. And Esther would have come in and gone to the palace, and gone into the king's throne room, and she would have been Ahasuerus Lahomis. She would have been Chayav Misa straight away, and Ahasuerus himself would have had no choice but to carry this out. Mi yoideya im lo eis kozois has to go hand in hand with Leich Kenoises Kol HaYehudim. So, maybe now is the time. Shushan Purim is a good time, because we've just had Purim, and we're coming towards Pesach. And it's not the kind of thing to say in public the whole year, maybe. But I'll say about myself, mi yoideya im lo eis kozois, that an ode to the Jewish women, an ode to the Nashim Tzidkoniyos. We all know by Pesach, af hein hayu ba'oisei hanes. Chazal put it in a, they have a reason for that, why they put it afhein, but really we know it's more than afhein. They also were in the nest. We know bischus noshim tzidkoniyos nigalu Yisrael min Yisrael. But not only bischus noshim tzidkoniyos, but Esther herself. Esther is prepared to risk her life, to put her life on the line literally, and to go into the palace uninvited because she knows she's got to ask Ahasuerus whether now or very soon, as it turned out, to revert the Gezeirah of Haman. Now we can see that this Gezeirah of Haman was such a strong Gezeirah. We only have to turn a few prokim in the Megillah to see what Esther had to say to the king after Haman was hung. We would have thought that the Megillah would have said, Esther comes into the king after Haman's hung, and she says to him, by the way, your majesty, don't forget, it's my nation. Everything all right? Yeah? If we remember from yesterday, after Haman is hung, she comes in, Matayne, Imar HaMelech Toiv. The Imot, number one. The Imot Sosichein, the Fonav, number two. The Choshe Hadol of the Melech, number three. The Toiv Ani Be'enach, number four. She goes on and on and on, begging. What's she begging for? It should be a foregone conclusion. Haman's hung. He was the enemy, he's the baddie. Get rid of the, you've got rid of the baddie. Revert the Gezeirah and finished. No. She has to implore. And what's the lashon? She comes into the palace, Vatef, and she cries. Vatishan Eloi, and she begs him. What's all this crying for? What's the begging for? You've done the work already. Lahavi Esroas Homon Hoagogi. Not so posh. Everything's been delivered. Everything's been sent out, and the Gezeirah is chai v'kayam. The Gezeirah is so strong. It looks like it's even after Haman is hung, it looks like it's such a deal that we can't revert. Until the whole thing is turned around, not on the 13th of Adar, the enemies will kill the Jews, but the Jews will kill the enemies. The enemies will be killed by the Jews. A few words inserted along the Gezeirah. It took some time, and it took Mesbach Shaftoi Asher Choshav Ala Yehudim. The same as he in Al Nisim, we said Ve'ato Barachamecho Rabim Heifarto Etz Hasosim V'Kil Kalto Es Machshavto. His whole machshava had to be mekukel. It had to be ruined. It wasn't just a case that once he's gone, everything's over. And then finally, Be'ezras Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shalom engineered that Ahasuerus was able to allow the 13th of Adar to come, and the enemies will be destroyed, and they take a word on Yigimel Adar. But we do not celebrate the downfall of our enemies. Binfoil Oivecha Al Tismach. The war was on the 13th of Adar, the miracles on the 13th of Adar, but we do not have Simchas Purim on the 13th of Adar. We have Simchas Purim on the day later, on the day when we're able to rest, and we're able to rejoice, and we're able to have a Yom Mishta V'Simcha. That is when we have our Purim. That is when we have our Yom Tov. But the Megillah stresses that's not enough. It's got to be Oisim Es Yom Arbos on the Chodesh Adar, Simcha U'Mishta V'Yom Tov. Umishloyach monois ish reyeo. Sending gifts one to the other. What's this business of Mishloyach monois ish reyeo? We don't find such a thing on Pesach. Pesach we have Moes Chitim, of course. Before Pesach we have an idea of giving tzedakah to make sure that the Aniyim are able to have Pesach. But it seems here it's an integral part of the Mishnah Besemachon. It's a basic part of the actual Simcha, of the actual Yom Tov, that it's got to be combined with Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. Haman came along to Ahasuerus and he said, Yeshloi Amechon Mefuzah U'Mefoirot. There's a people scattered Bein Ho'amim. Haman came with terrible indictments against Klal Yisrael. And he said, they don't get on with each other. They're mefuzel u'mefeirat. They put up clouds between each other. Invisible clouds. They don't seem to be able to respond to each other. Such people cannot function as a unit. And even if they once had a Beis HaMikdash, and Beis Tefilo Yikore Nechol HaAmim, even though the Beis HaMikdash benefited us non-Jews too, says Allah, we also benefited from their Beis HaMikdash. And we also benefited from having Klal Yisrael. But at the moment they're Mefuzot u'Mefeirot. And this is what Mordechai saw. U'Mordechai Yoda es kol asher nasa. He didn't only find out the actual Gezerah that Haman and Mordechai did. For that you wouldn't need the word kol. He found out what was happening. Mordechai Yoda es kol asher nasa. He found out the reason min ha-shamayim, why the Ebreshter seemed to be chas v'shalom agreeing with Haman. That's what Mordechai realized. He realized it's got to be mesukan, it's got to be repaired. So when it came to the Yom Tov of Purim, it wasn't just enough to make a Yom Mishta Mesimcha. It's got to be Umishloach Monois Ish L'Re'ehu, and it's got to be Umatonois Lo'ev Yoinim. Why? Because we have to undo completely the whole Mefuzah u'Mefeirot. We have to undo what Haman saw. And what a way we did that. What a way we did it. And what a way we've continued to do it in the past 2,000 years. So when we leave Purim, and we're having Shushan Purim is also an amazing thing. We don't find anywhere in any other Yom Tov that Klal Yisrael do things at different times. Some people paskin like the Rabbonon, and they have Shavuos on the 6th of Sivan, and some people paskin like Rabbi Yosi and have Shavuos on the 7th of Sivan. No such thing. There is, of course, the second day of Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael. That's a different cheshbon. But not that the whole Yom Tov should be a different day because that's an etzem day of Yom Tov. So, L'chay Rahman is right, Chas V'Shalom. We are Mefuzah Mohim. We can't even agree on a day of celebration. No, the exact opposite. Haman turned around and said, when they disagree, they don't care about each other. They don't give each other chizuk. They don't try and make each other feel better. I do what I do. You're different. I despise what you do. And so be it. No. Mordechai and Esther, true it was because of what happened, but they realized that's why the Ebreshter made it like that. That there came a situation where we were having different days of Yom Tov, and we're happy with it. I'm happy with your 14th of Adar, and they're happy with their 15th of Adar. And each one compliments another. We have messages, and we wish the people of Yerushalayim a very, very happy Purim today. And may they enjoy their Mishloach Manos, and Mitzvah Matanos Lev Yoinim, and their Suda this afternoon. May they enjoy it. Today, the people of Yerushalayim have Purim. The exact opposite of what Haman had said. Because we're happy for everybody. We take away the clouds that sometimes come about between one person and another. Clouds? What clouds? Clouds, yes, but not clouds between each other. No. We don't even realize why we can't bring somebody in. Why we can't include somebody. It's a bit different. So in other words, Haman's right. Is that what you're saying? Haman is right. Mefuzah u'Mefeirot. Chas v'Shalom. We've got to show that Haman was wrong. Mitchilosoi v'yad seifoi. And the only way to show Haman is wrong is by saying, we're not talking about people who are against the Torah. That's for some. People who are oiker the Torah, we have no room to say, well, they're different, but we'll incorporate them, we'll include them. But people who genuinely are different in their way of Avodah, because they're different in Hoggim and different setups, and we include them and we embrace them with all our might. Because we know that we're totally undoing the Mefuzah u'Mefeirot. And our Yomtiv is incorporated in Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. Because when a person receives a gift, even if it's something he doesn't need, Machaya, thank you so much. You've thought of me. There's a very, very true adage in the words that it's the thought that counts. It might look as if, yeah, you've thought of me. You've cared about me. Wow. Unbelievable. And sometimes you might say, oh, I don't need another Megillas Esther. But you thought of me. You took one aside and you gave it to me specially. I don't mean a Megillah worth thousands of pounds, I mean. Thank you for thinking of me. It's a thought that counts, and that's what makes Mishloach Monos Ish L'Re'ehu. So of course, coming towards Pesach, which is a very, very different Yom Tov. Shloshim Yoyim Kodem Lachag. But everything is arranged, as we said before, there's no coincidence. The fact that the Eibishter made Purim 30 days before Pesach is because if we want to go into the Yom Tov of Pesach, b'chol doeh v'doeh chayim adam liroz es atzmai, ki'ilu hu yotzo mi mitzrayim, we don't want anybody to think, it wasn't because of me that we came out of Mitzrayim. I'm a nobody. I just happened to join everybody else. But really, nobody really cares. And nobody thinks highly of me. Ba'avuzeh oso Hashem li, but say sim in Mitzrayim. You turn around to your child and you say, Hashem did things for me. What is li business? Say, Lonu. What is li? Thousands of people came out of Mitzrayim. True, we need to have Achnor, and true, we need to have Anivus. But when it comes to Darkei Hashem, Vayigva Liboy B'Darkei Hashem, we don't follow, we are right in front. Also Hashem Li, Hashem did it for me. Enough with the Anivus when it comes to Darkei Hashem. When it comes to the ways of Hashem, a person turns round and says, I've learnt my lesson. Can you imagine it? If Esther would have said, I'm just a subordinate queen. I'm just a queen. I've not been called for the past 30 days. I'm sure there are people in the palace who realise that the Gzeira is wrong, and they'll go to Ahasuerus and they'll tell him. I'm sure over the course of the next 11 months, it'll get sorted. It'll get sorted. It doesn't need me. If Esther would have said that, we know. The fact that Esther said, Asa Hashem Li, this is our preparation for Pesach. We came out of Mitzrayim because Hashem wanted us to be an Am HaNivcha. It's not a racist thing to say the world benefits because of it. Because the world benefits with our Avodas Hashem. The world benefits that we are able to come out of Mitzrayim and we're able to lead the way in Torah and mitzvahs and Avodas Hashem, all stemming from Esther. And that's why we can turn round to the Noshim Tzidkoniyos and say, thank you so much. B'schus Noshim Tzidkoniyos who came out of Mitzrayim, B'schus Esther we had the miracle of, the miracle of Purim. Amazing. Sometimes we have to come out of the box. We're so constricted, we're so tied in what we think of this corner and this corner and this corner and this corner that we don't realize we've put ourselves in the box. And we don't have to put ourselves in the box. We can free ourselves from the box and say, if something needs to be done, honor Hashem, Hoshiyono. Honor Hashem, Hatzlichono. Hashem is able to do it. It's only Amalek who said, Asher Korach Baderech. Amalek is, well, it'll so happen. It'll come about. He'll make me feel better somehow. Don't worry about it. We don't need to worry about him. No. It's up to me to make him feel good. It's up to him. It's up to me. When it came to Korach Baderech, and the king said to Haman, how can we honor the person? He didn't say, I just happened to give him some comfort. He went to town, lead him on a horse, lead him through the streets, say, Kokoyasala-ish. There was no Korach suddenly. So we do the opposite of that. We turn around to Haman and say, there's no Korach. Everything is prearranged, Minashamayim, that we are here to do the Avodah, and we're here to help everybody else, and we're able to undo any mefuzel mefeirot. We should become a nation ready to come out of Mitzrayim, ready to have Mashiach to Kenu, the Beis HaMikdash, b'v'heiro v'yomeinu.
Amen. 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 Amen.